This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype username in moments. Coming up here tonight, some presidential candidate news. We haven't really talked about these jerks in a while. We've got, Daryl, you've got some news about Hillary. And we'll start with Trump with you tonight, by the way, in the studio. It's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl. And story from Gizmodo.com's Kate Nibbs about Donald Trump on the campaign trail, claiming he's going to change Apple's entire manufacturing system if he is elected president.
Of Apple?
Yes, that's correct. Well, no.
No, if he's elected president of the United States of America, he's going to force Apple to do stuff.
He is going.
What's he going to do in foreign policy if he's elected president of Apple?
He is, in this case, he says he's going to force Apple to, he's going to force Apple to make their, quote, "We're going to get Apple to build their damn computers in this country instead of other countries," unquote. In the span of a few sentences, according to Gizmodo, he insisted he would impose a 35% tax on businesses producing goods overseas while claiming to support free trade. At the end of his rambling...
That's the opposite.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I suspect the people watching him speak probably applauded him saying he supported free trade and then applauded him saying that that he wants to add a 35% tax. I bet you they applauded everything that came out of his mouth.
Well, that's the advantage of having stupid followers.
Yes, exactly. So going on here, an all-American Apple sure sounds nice, says Gizmodo, and would create jobs. It would help ensure the factory workers have decent working conditions. It's also an empty applause line. The U.S. president doesn't have the power to ban a company from outsourcing, nor does the president have the power to completely overhaul the global economy. Sure, Trump could advocate for legislation designed to prevent outsourcing, but he would have to champion laws that would fundamentally alter free trade to make it financially advantageous for Apple to upend its manufacturing and supply chain. Just a quick correction, Gizmodo, we don't have free trade. There's not a semblance of free trade in the world, and
there's that North American free trade agreement, and then there's the GATT, which is some global something
trade
treaty, and then there's the other something free trade. So they've got free trade in the names of all of these things.
They do.
NAFTA alone is 2,000 pages long. A free trade agreement only takes about two paragraphs. You don't tax our stuff, we won't tax your stuff.
Yeah,
say that
that's true. That was two sentences. We won't tax your stuff. You don't tax our stuff. That's a free trade agreement. Yeah, two sentences. You don't even need paragraphs.
People should be allowed to trade with whom they want anywhere in the world.
And then an actual free trade agreement doesn't even need to say we won't tax this or we won't tax that. It just says that we as the government will not interfere with consensual commerce between any people from either country. That would be actual free trade, because you could say we're not going to tax it, but then prohibit importation of everything.
Mm.
It's not taxed. You just can't buy it because we're not letting it in.
No.
That's not free trade.
Apple outsources because it maximizes profit, but that's not the only reason. Asia's electronic supply chains are much larger than what the U.S. has to offer. Not only would Trump have to come up with a way to penalize Apple for outsourcing so harshly that it would make sense to change its manufacturing model, he'd also have to help U.S. manufacturing catch up to China so that Apple could feasibly begin production here. The weirdest part about all of this is that Trump is making outlandish isn't that Trump is making outlandish promises. That's routine for the Trump campaign. The weird thing is Trump is selling himself as a capitalist icon, yet here he is making speeches that suggest he'll take a steaming, you know what, on free trade. So there's the latest from the Trump campaign, and yet some libertarians are actually claiming that Donald Trump is someone worth supporting.
You could say that some Trump supporters are claiming to be libertarians.
Yeah, that's true.
Where was Trump when he made this speech? Does it say, was he in Cleveland by chance?
It's not entirely clear. Liberty University.
Okay, so that's down in Virginia.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So it was not a Cleveland steamer.
Oh. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The situation with electronics. Imagine if the iPhone was manufactured in the United States and what that would do to the price of an already expensive product. I mean,
people would still pay it because it says Apple.
They would. I mean, but it would. Not as many people are willing to pay $1,000 as are willing to pay $500 or $600. I mean, are talking about, and who knows what it would actually end up costing if they had to employ union workers here in the U.S. and have all these, you know, expensive costs going into
it.
You cannot raise prices without cutting sales.
True, but you know, there's an Onion spoof about Apple putting the N-word on the back of their newest iPhone because they know people will buy it anyway.
Yeah. Hmm. So what's going on with the Hillary campaign, Daryl? You got an update over there?
Yeah, and this actually has to do with Iran. And I don't think we actually talked about Iran at all over the weekend, where the nuclear-related sanctions against Iran were lifted over the weekend because Iran was deemed fully compliant with the P5+1 nuclear deal. And, well, not everybody's happy about it. And even Obama, less than a day after lifting the nuclear-related sanctions, imposed other sanctions, nominally over ballistic missile testing. The story from antiwar.com says the Obama administration is trying to play up the growing rapprochement with Iran with hopes that the nuclear deal will lead to the resolution of more regional disputes. This being the administration's last year in office, however, the future may not be so bright for U.S.-Iranian relations. All the major Republican candidates were railing against the nuclear deal and the easing of sanctions, with several promising to tear up the nuclear pact if elected. They're likewise agitating for significant new sanctions against Iran.
So what's the idea
here?
They're
not the only ones.
So is it that that Iran has jumped through certain hoops?
They've jumped through all of the hoops that were placed before them by the U.S.,
like
China, and several other countries.
We're just trying to develop nuclear power. We're not making weapons.
They weren't even trying to do nuclear power. They were trying to do medical isotopes.
Okay.
Which is a lot lower purification.
Gotcha.
So
risk involved in that?
Well, not only less risk, but it's nowhere near weapons grade. So it's at like 3% purified instead of 90% purified.
Mm-hmm.
So they were nowhere near making what would be used for weapons. But the fear was, oh no, they're making weapons. And they had some power plants, but they had since said, we will only import stuff from Russia. They'll do all of the enrichment, and then we'll send the stuff back out. And one of the things that they had to do was remove the core of one of their heavy water reactors. They did that. They filled it with cement, and that was deemed by the IAEA to be complete on Friday. Sanctions were lifted on Saturday, right around the same time that there was the prisoner swap. Well, now Hillary is trying to be a little bit more upbeat about the nuclear deal as such, but she was similarly pushing for new sanctions, declaring Iran to be a threat to regional security that needs to be met with quote-unquote firm resolve. And while the Republican
candidate... Well, they need an enemy. They need to have somebody out there to point to as the world baddie. And obviously they have ISIS that they can point to as a boogeyman, but...
And North Korea.
But, yeah, but it does help to have some head of state that they can point to as the world's baddie. And certainly North Korea qualifies.
Putin. They've still got Putin.
Is he on the dirty list? What was it, the three countries that Bush came up with?
Not
it
on
depends
the
on
of
who
evil.
You ask. It was either Rubio or the other one was calling him a thug. I thought, probably isn't true. That what you're running to be, a
yeah.
thug?
Well, right. Well, it takes one to know one, right? Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Story, another one related to Donald Trump. The one trait that predicts whether you're a Trump supporter. We'll talk more about the Iran Hillary. Situation and Hillary. And your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in our studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get your shopping taken care of online over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you do that, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. You're basically entering Amazon through our affiliate links. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So we've been giving some quick updates here on some of these presidential scumbags like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them. Those are the two we focused on here tonight. We haven't really talked much about these guys in recent days. Trump saying that he wants to force Apple to manufacture the iPhone and all of their products inside the United States, while at the same time speaking out of the other side of his mouth about free trade and the freedom to run a business how you want.
While simultaneously saying he wants to tax companies that outsource jobs at 35% on whatever they import.
And that's something that's going to resonate with a lot of people who are of the protectionist mindset, who believe that America is this special place and that all business should be done here and all products should be manufactured here. And, of course, that's anti-freedom because I should be able to do my business with anybody around the world that I want to. I should be able to get my product manufactured in whatever circumstances I feel is best for my customers and the quality of the product that I'm looking for and the price. And if I'm restricted only to the United States, then that means the prices are going to go up.
Yes.
And there will be less competition for those services. And then, Daryl, you were telling us about Hillary Clinton apparently coming out and demanding more sanctions against Iran after nuclear sanctions have been lifted.
Yes.
From the country after they have jumped through all manner of different hoops to prove to the international community that they are, handling nuclear facilities in a safe manner and, in point of fact, only doing medical testing, not even, like, nuclear power kind of testing. Is that right?
Right. And it's not even testing. It's the enrichment of the uranium. And my understanding is they've completely stopped enriching anything over, I believe it's 3%.
So they've satisfied whatever the arbitrary demands were, but
yes.
Now the politicians, including Hillary, are demanding more sanctions on the country.
Yes, they want to impose sanctions over ballistic missile something, even though the UN, and I don't have the article about that in front of me, but I did report on it earlier today on my podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, where there's a UN resolution saying that Iran can't have ballistic missiles capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. And Iran is saying we don't have any nuclear warheads, so any missiles that we have, in point of fact, would not be capable of carrying such.
Okay.
But Obama and Hillary and pretty much all of the Republicans are saying, no, we need more sanctions because reasons. So basically they want to, keep sanctions against Iran. There have been sanctions of one sort or another against Iran since 1980.
It's terrible.
Well, even before that, I mean, the form of the sanctions from 1953 to 1979 was having a puppet dictatorship imposed on them, and that was done by Eisenhower.
Right.
Same guy who warned us about the military. No, that was a much more direct form of that.
Right. There have been economic sanctions and frozen assets of one form or another since 1980.
I'll give you an example of how damaging these sanctions are. I mean, some sanctions will result in people starving to death, but an actual example of the economic sanctions is the folks from Lamassu, the Bitcoin vending machine, Bitcoin ATM manufacturers. They sell internationally. Lamassu is the – I was just doing some research on the Bitcoin vending machines today. Lamassu has 40% of the market share of Bitcoin vending machines / ATMs that are all around the globe, which is the biggest. So Lamassu is number one, according to their own website. That's a big deal. But they can't do business with anyone in Iran. So any even though Bitcoin is a tremendous tool towards undermining the state, Like, Bitcoin takes the power of money from the hands of the state and from the hands of the bankers, and it puts it in the hands of the people.
Is that prohibition still in place since Saturday?
I don't know about that. I'm just giving you an example of economic sanctions,
right,
and how they've affected people. And you mentioned they've been around for decades. So I thought you said they were lifting nuclear sanctions. I didn't know.
Anything that was – that there were sanctions put in place for various reasons.
Okay.
Any of the sanctions that were put in place because of the nuclear-related stuff have been lifted.
So presumably a sanction prohibiting business.
Right. Most of the economic sanctions have been lifted.
Oh, really? Well, I'm really glad
that
to hear
happened
that.
Happened on Saturday.
Okay. Well, good. I'm really glad to hear that. But now they're pushing to bring them back, is what you're saying?
They're pushing to bring back another type of sanction. It would not be as broad.
Okay.
And the U.S. government still lists Iran as a state sponsor of terror, so there's, you know, regulations and prohibitions on that front as well.
So I can't speak to whether or not this was repealed on Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know that. But I do know that as of very recently, the folks from Lamassu were unable to ship a unit of theirs, which is manufactured in Portugal, by the way. It's not even made in the United States. They were unable to ship to or do any kind of business with people in Iran. So even though bringing Bitcoin to Iran could help undermine the state in Iran, it's still prohibited. So it's just yet another tragic example of these sanctions. They would come after Lamassu. The folks that were running Lamassu would be charged criminally, as I understand it, if they were to do business with someone who simply wanted to buy a piece of vending machine hardware to put somewhere into Iran.
That's ridiculous. Yes. Let me jump back into this article here for a moment. It says, while the Republican candidates spent much of their Thursday debate trying to present Hillary as a continuation of Obama-style diplomacy, Clinton appeared to more closely echo them, that being the Republicans, in most regards, declaring Iran's capture of U.S. Navy sailors earlier in the week as offensive and demeaning, far afield from the administration's happiness at the quick and easy resolution of the conflict.
Were those the sailors that, were they part of the swap that went on this week?
No. There were some Navy sailors that their boat went into Iranian territorial waters.
Okay.
And the Iranian military picked them up. And it was really late at night, and they're, you know, what are you doing? And they said, we didn't realize we crossed into your waters. And then when morning came, they said, okay, have a good day.
They let them go.
And so some people were all upset of, they held them overnight. Well, you're not going to, you know, send somebody back into the middle of the ocean when it's completely pitch dark out.
Even though
it was, you know, pitch dark when they got picked up.
Toll-free number tonight for you, if you want to comment here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 on the presidential thugs, the wannabe thugs, many of whom are, I guess, already thugs because they already hold government offices.
Thugs, not thugs.
They want a thug upgrade. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype on in here at username lrn.fm and join us on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And there's a movement in healthcare today, full of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization full of people sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join their movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com. That's join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare, joinlhs.com, or you can call them toll free, 800-722-8041. That's 1-800-722-8041. Let's go to the phones here before we continue. I know, Daryl, you had more you wanted to share about the Iran sanctions being proposed or reproposed or whatever. Let's go to Ben first, though, in Omaha. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl. Hello, Ben.
Yo, gents, I was just want to make a comment about Trump. You know, America really must be really stupid to believe just what he said. If they were cheering him on, they are really dumb. Those people over there at Foxconn make about $10 a day.
So, you know, at where?
Foxconn over in China builds that Apple equipment. There's 250,000 people on the manufacturing plant. They live there. They make about $10 a day. So, wow. You throw on a tariff or you want to bring it over here, I mean, it's absolutely impossible. It's like you're going to say you're going to go to the. It's like you say you're going to send a man to Pluto. It's absolutely impossible.
Well, any presidential candidate can make any manner of impossible claims before they get elected, and it's amazing how many of them just, you know, they fly. People believe this stuff.
I'm surprised the pony thing hasn't caught on.
You mean Vermin Supreme?
Well, yeah. More candidates should be promising ponies, I think.
Doesn't he also offer free ice cream?
I don't know.
Think so. No, why would he? Because he wants you to brush your teeth.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I was misremembering.
Maybe he wants to give you ice cream to encourage you to brush your teeth. It kind of leaves that film feeling.
I was misremembering. It was actually a caller who was doing a George Bush impression years ago who called the show. Mike D from Red Bar Radio called as George Bush and offered free ice cream to everyone. But I think he also offered the free pony back then as well. Anyway, Ben, anything else you want to share on Trump? You're bewildered that people could even believe this stuff, huh?
Absolutely. And he was at a university to boot. I mean, so I guess it really goes to show you can be told, look, I don't know, more power to him, but it's absolutely impossible.
No more power to Trump. Trump does not need power. Right now, he's crazy enough as it is. Can you imagine this man with some actual power? Thanks for the call tonight.
That scares me.
I appreciate it.
And just because he was on the campus of a university doesn't mean that the people that were listening were actually college students.
That's true. I saw that in action years ago. I remember I had some friends on a college campus in Sarasota where I was growing up, and this is a very kind of lefty liberal campus where you would expect the students to be politically active. But yet, even when there was an actual debate that was being held, it wasn't for president, it was just for, you know, a local state election or something like that. But the candidates for that election, the three candidates, they actually invited the Libertarian, which is why I went to it, that at this debate, it was all white hairs in the audience. There was the only college student in the entire place was like the photographer, and she was there working for the school newspaper.
Yeah,
and
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Heck, even when we've gone onto the campus of Keene State for some of the candidates that have come to visit here, it's mostly not college students that are in line to go into the events.
The same thing was true when I was giving a speech at a Republican gubernatorial debate in 2014 at Franklin Pierce College. Again, the only college students were there that were required to be there by their classes for, like, journalism or photography class. The actual college students themselves were not bothering to attend.
I seem to remember a youngish crowd when Ron Paul came to KSC. Am I wrong about that?
Ron Paul managed to get young people to come out, yes. That was one of the real, I think, special things about Ron Paul, was that young people, specifically college-age people, were responding to him, and not only responding, but packing the house. So he'd go to a college campus, and they'd have to, like, you know, put him in the biggest room they had possible, because not only would average folks come out to see Ron, but the college students themselves were packing the place. I suspect Rand is not having the same effect.
True.
Probably not to the same extent. He does have a pretty young base.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Daryl, was there more you wanted to share from the story?
Yeah, so antiwar.com concludes by saying that during her time in the State Department, that being Hillary Clinton, she leaned more towards the hawkish end of the administration, and her reaction in the wake of the easing of sanctions suggests that she would have been an obstacle to the deal had she remained as Secretary of State, and might still prove as much of an obstacle for U.S.-Iran relations after the 2016 election as much as every other front runner.
I wonder what old Bernie has to say about the Iran sanctions.
I don't know. Probably free stuff.
Because he's supposedly good on the gun issue, although from what I heard on the radio
he
flipped on it, huh?
Yeah, he was bragging about his D-minus from the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't count on Bernie to be saving your gun
rights. I wouldn't
count
on any of these people for anything.
I wouldn't count on the NRA to give an accurate gun rating to anybody just because they wind up compromising way too much.
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. I got a good gun rating when I ran as a Democrat here in New Hampshire. I forget from whom, though. I think it might have been gun owners.
Either GOA or NHGO.
So, back to Trump. And, again, you're welcome to comment here, 855-450-FREE. This from Politico.com. If I asked you what most defines Donald Trump supporters, what would you say?
Xenophobia.
That's a good one. They're white. They're poor. They're uneducated. You'd be wrong. In fact, I've found a single statistically significant variable predicts whether a voter supports Trump, and it's not race, income, or education levels. It's authoritarianism. That's right. Trump's electoral strength and his staying power have been buoyed, above all, by Americans with authoritarian inclinations. And because of the prevalence of authoritarians in the American electorate, among Democrats as well as Republicans, it's very possible that Trump's fan base will continue to grow. My finding is the result of a national poll that I conducted in the last 5 days of December under the auspices of the University of Massachusetts Amherst, sampling 1,800 registered voters across the country and the political spectrum. Running a standard statistical analysis, I found that education, income, gender, age, ideology, and religiosity had no significant bearing on a Republican voter's preferred candidate. Only two of the variables I looked at were statistically significant: authoritarianism, followed by fear of terrorism, although the former was far more significant than the latter.
Okay, so she was looking specifically at Republicans. What about the independents that are supporting Donald? And surveys show that he's getting a large percentage of his support from people that are registered independents.
But when they do polling, they're only polling Republican likely voters, right? When you see the lists of, you know, Trump is leading the polls of the Republican candidates, they're usually only asking registered Republicans, right?
No, they're asking people that are likely to vote in the Republican primary.
And that self-identify as likely to vote, right?
Yes.
They say, are you likely to vote in
the
person, or are you likely to vote in the Republican Party and primary, and the person says yes or no.
And then they wind up asking, are you a registered Republican, registered independent? And the sizable percentage of Trump's support actually comes from people that are registered independents, not registered Republicans.
Interesting. Well, in this case, he did just look at Republican voters. So maybe that included independents,
right,
maybe not.
Not every state, and I need to clarify this, not every state allows people that are independents or not Republicans to vote in the Republican primary. New Hampshire is one of the states where if you're what they call an undeclared voter, you can vote in either of the major parties' primary.
Right, so if the question of this poll, if the question was, do you intend to vote in the Republican primary, that wouldn't necessarily identify if the person is a self-identified Republican.
Correct.
Okay. 855-453, more about the authority tendencies of Trump supporters here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Stations. I just got an agreement in today from a news station in Florida, so looking forward to making an announcement about that. They're going to be joining us for Saturday nights. Actually, from what I understand, they already have joined us for Saturday nights, and now we've got the agreement. So it's always nice when that happens. When I call a radio station trying to pitch the show and the program director tells me, oh yeah, I already added your show. It's always a good one. So that's what happened today. And so over 160 stations. We can have 300 stations. It just takes a marketing budget to be able to really get out there and put the show in front of program directors all across the country. We just added Dallas about a week ago, which is a huge score. That's our biggest market right now. And it's all thanks to Free Talk Live amplifiers. Listeners like you who decided to support the show for $5 a month. And you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's your way of helping us get Free Talk Live out there into more ears around the country and around the world as well. We're also on satellite signals over Sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. So lots of ways for people around the globe to get Free Talk Live. You can help us over at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go get started at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. We're talking about the Politico.com story, Matthew McWilliams writing that he conducted a poll of 1,800 registered voters across the country and across the political spectrum. Running a standard statistical analysis, he found that people who wanted to vote for Donald Trump did not have anything really tying them together statistically significantly except for authoritarianism and fear of terrorism. He said that education, income, gender, age, ideology, and religiosity had no significant bearing on the Republican voters' preferred candidate.
And I would say that fear of terrorism is probably a little too narrow, that it could probably be summarized as fear of foreigners.
Mm-hmm. Authoritarianism is not a new, untested concept in the American electorate. Since the rise of Nazi Germany, it has been one of the most widely studied ideas in social science. While its causes are still debated, the political behavior of authoritarians is not. Authoritarians obey. They rally to and follow strong leaders. And they respond aggressively to outsiders, especially when they feel threatened. From pledging to, quote, make America great again, unquote, by building a wall on the border and promising to close mosques and ban Muslims from visiting the United States, Trump is playing directly to authoritarian inclinations.
And not only does he want to build a wall, he wants to make Mexico pay for it.
Right.
Yeah. How does that even work? I mean, is he talking about, well, we'll go to war and take their gold reserve?
How else would you do it?
I don't see that.
He doesn't say how he's going to do it. He just says he's going to.
Just like he says he's going to force
China. We're going to win so much that you're going to get tired of winning, and then we're going to win some more. And we're going to make America great again.
Yeah, right.
I actually heard him say that sentence when he was in Keene.
Wow. You actually went and watched him, huh?
I've watched a couple of his rallies. I watched one all the way through, and I've watched
pieces
of a couple other ones. No, I haven't gone physically.
Yeah, you actually went to experience the...
I went in real life so that I could ask him the question if he thinks there needs to be more than two candidates in the general election debates.
What happened with that video? Did you put that online, or did it... What happened?
That's online.
Okay.
He completely ignored me.
Did you put it on Free Keen?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, that's usually where I see stuff like that. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get out to Cruz. He apparently was in Keene today.
Yeah.
Didn't end up going out to that one.
Is he still here, did he, Cruz?
Presumably the latter. Usually they don't like sticking around too long. Let's get back to the story here, though.
Well, before you do, I just want to point out one more thing about the debate question. This was right after the second Republican presidential debate. And so I asked him, I said, if the CPD requirement for debate inclusion was used in the Republican debate, you would have been the only candidate on stage in the first debate, and it would have been you and Ben Carson in the second debate. Do you think that that rule needs to be changed?
And he wouldn't answer.
And he just turned away and walked away.
I think he would like to be the only person in a debate.
Yes.
From pledging to make America great again to building the wall on the border and closing mosques, he's playing to authoritarian inclinations. Not all authoritarians are Republicans by any means. In national surveys since 1992, many authoritarians have also self-identified as independents and Democrats. And in the 2008 Democratic primary, the political scientist Mark Hetherington found that authoritarianism mattered more than income, ideology, gender, age, and education in predicting whether voters preferred Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, or rather Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama. But Hetherington has also found, based on 14 years of polling, that authoritarians have steadily moved from the Democratic to the Republican Party over time. He hypothesizes the trend began decades ago as Democrats embraced civil rights, gay rights, employment protections, and other political positions that he claims value freedom and equality. Of course, we would disagree as libertarians. Having employment protections doesn't value the freedom of the employer in that case.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the things on that list I would call pro-freedom, and some of them I would call anti-freedom.
Yeah,
it's certainly the government should be required to treat everyone equally so long as there is a government, because, you know, if you can't escape it by going elsewhere, then it should at least give you a fair shake.
Totally agreed.
But private employers, you know, if I was a black guy, I wouldn't want to go into a restaurant that only served me because the law said they had to.
Me neither.
Because I'd be thinking, these people are going to spit in my food.
Or
I'd rather go to some place where I'm welcome.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to allow businesses who are run by bigots to reveal themselves publicly. I think that's important information for the market to be able to make decisions.
I would love to see a restaurant on Central Square or Main Street that identified, you know, here's all the people that we don't want to serve, and then I wouldn't go there. Even if I'm not on the list, I would not go there.
Me neither. Hopefully we wouldn't see that. I mean, hopefully that wouldn't be the case. I would not love to see that, but if it did happen, I would not go
there.
Well,
we know that there are people that don't want our business.
Yeah,
and I would love if they had a sign saying
no free staters.
No free staters. I would love it.
Actually, members of the Church of the Invisible Hand are required by their religion to refuse service to members of the Westboro Baptist Church and the KKK. So those are two groups that we, as a matter of religion, won't serve. And it has to be a matter of religion so we can do it in Indiana.
In my poll results, authoritarianism was not a statistically significant factor in the Democratic primary race, at least not so far. But it does appear to be playing an important role on the Republican side. Indeed, 49% of likely Republican primary voters that I surveyed score in the top quarter of the authoritarian scale, more than twice as many as the Democratic voters. Political pollsters have missed this key component of Trump's support because they simply don't include questions about authoritarianism in their polls. In addition to the typical battery of demographic, horse race, thermometer scale, and policy questions, my poll asked a set of four simple survey questions that political scientists have employed since 1992 to measure inclination toward authoritarianism. These questions pertain to child rearing. Whether it is more important for the voter to have a child who is respectful or independent, obedient or self-reliant, well-behaved or considerate, and well-mannered or curious. Respondents who picked the first option in each of those questions are strongly authoritarian. Based on those questions, Trump was the only candidate, Republican or Democrat, whose support among authoritarians was statistically significant. So what does that mean for the election? Well, it doesn't just help us understand what motivates Trump's backers. It suggests that his support isn't capped. In a statistical analysis of the polling results, I found that Trump has already captured 43% of Republican primary voters who are strong authoritarians, and 37% of Republican authoritarians overall. A majority of Republican authoritarians in my poll also strongly supported Trump's proposals to deport 11 million illegal immigrants, prohibit Muslims from entering the United States, shutter mosques, and establish a nationwide database that tracks Muslims. We'll talk more about the disturbing authoritarian tendencies of the Republican voter, and as he points out, there are also some in the Democratic Party as well, just voters in America in general, but specifically the Trump supporters, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.